America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Colleen. How are you doing? Hampton Roads. It's great. Go ahead, Colleen. I'm sorry. I usually start off with the Hampton Roads first.
No, how that's are you great. Today? No, we're glad to have everyone listening on the Lighthouse and joining us for Faith and Freedom on this Tuesday.
Well, it's great to be here. And again, that is September 28th in the wonderful nation that we love. And we just see so much going on that is so different than it was even a year ago. And so we're here talking to you live from Great Bridge. This is the Faith and Freedom Network. This is Steve Taylor, and I am the CEO of the Alliance Legal Group and of the Director of Christian Rights Ministries. We put this program on so that we can, in effect, have a radio-free Virginia, that we can have truth, we can have a sense of peace in the midst of trouble, that this pandemic, this plandemic that has occurred during the last year that has been effectively used by globalists to take away a free and fair election, has been used to lock down the world, has been used to implement the beginning of the Great Reset, has been used to enforce a medical tyranny across these United States, is all part and part, part and parcel of the reason that we have this program today. We try to get the information out to you so that you can respond, that we can be educated, we can be informed, and that we can make right decisions. This program is sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group, and we're a law practice that has been serving the Hampton Roads area for, I don't know, maybe, what did we say, 25 years, I think we said the other day.
It's a good long time. That's a long time, for sure.
It's a long time, and that we have a sincere desire. Listen, let me just tell you that we are a Christ-centered law practice, and our greatest desire is that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that a saving relationship with Him would occur. And that we have offices in four of the cities. Actually, the office in Norfolk straddles Norfolk and Virginia Beach on Newtown Road between the interstate and Virginia Beach Boulevard. We have an office in Suffolk. We have an office in Great Bridge and one in Portsmouth across from Mary View Hospital. We do Zoom appointments and or phone conferences. We do them absolutely free. We do more bankruptcies than I think just about anybody. There might be one other law practice in the South Side, Hampton Roads, that does more, but no one does them better. I say that from my unbiased and professional opinion. But that if you want to see an attorney that cares about you, that I'm telling you that if it wasn't for Jesus, that I would be helpless and hopeless. And so we love to share the gospel. We love to point you in a biblical direction towards the resolution of your financial problems, that we can, again, speak with you directly. And also you can set an appointment by going to www.debtfreevirginia.com, debtfreeva.com, excuse me. And you can talk to our chat box there, and that they'll set you up an appointment. They'll try to get a hold of me directly if you want to talk about this, the things that we're discussing on this show. Feel free to do that. That contact me. That we'd love to get some encouragement. Our office is consulting with individuals now concerning the vaccine mandates, and if you have a question about those, that we'd be happy to talk to you about that and point you in the right direction. That if you're an attorney, and that you are wanting to get involved more in the employment law area. You can go to my chat box as well, and they'll actually put you directly through to me. We're finding lots of folks out there have concerns. We have everybody from military to hospital staff to government workers to employees that their employers are mandating this mRNA gene therapy, and so that lots of people don't want to take that, and that we are primarily focusing right now on the religious exemptions that apply to these mandates, but also that there's medical, and there's obviously even conscientious objections. There's lots of people that just say, listen, this isn't right for me. This is my body, you know, my body, my choice. I don't want this stuff that is experimental, is shown to have lots of serious consequences, that is not something that that I want in my body, and I don't want to take it. And so that, again, there's lots of bases for people not to want to take the vaccine, and we'll be happy to talk to you about that as well. So with all that being said, we're going to jump in just a second, but Colleen, what are your thoughts going into this week? What are some of the concerns and things that you've been hearing about?
Well, a lot of different topics. Like you mentioned, there's always COVID in the system. They're talking a lot more still about Afghanistan. We're 30 days past when they did the removal from Afghanistan, and that's still a major issue of how that's affected, you know, the support for the government, for the White House and what they're doing. I heard a little bit on Jay Sekulow where they're just trying to find out still how many people are left over there that were Americans, you know, that are Americans or people from Afghanistan, Afghanis who were supportive of the government and helping us out there.
Yeah, we do hear a lot about Afghanistan now, and actually, we hear a lot less than we should. That was a tragic event, and you know, the more and more it seems like that it's already being swept under the rug. We're not seeing the type of response that we would like to see as far as the consequences that those folks that allowed really were the cause of those 13 American service folks to perish because of just not just incompetence, but like we discussed in previous episodes, you know, almost a planned withdrawal that was again, that was not only predicted to be a disaster, but again, very well could have been planned to be the disaster that it was. And so we're not seeing the type of responses that we'd love to see And that's because of the folks that are in charge up there, I think, really knew what the results were going to be when they did that, and that I just hate it. It's hard to blame your government for intentionally leaving you know, thousands of Americans behind, but knowing that that was going to be the cause, and then one step further, actually putting our service people in harm's way, knowing that that was going to be the result. And so it's a very unfortunate circumstance. That's a tragedy. So absolutely, that the Afghanistan debacle is something that is on everybody's mind. A couple of stories I guess we're going to jump into as far as, again, and some people, I guess some people may ask, you know, why do you talk about the vaccine and the vaccine passports and the COVID-19, the CCP virus so much? Well, you know, what else? I mean, the truth is that 2 years ago, this country was radically changed by this COVID-19 weaponized virus that was unleashed upon the world. No subject or thing in our lifetime, Colleen, has been anything close to what has happened. I mean, that to just say, well, let's just talk about some of the other topics, it's like there's an elephant in the room, and if you don't talk about that elephant, then, I mean, sure, there is an apostate country that we're dealing with, apostate, anti-God tragedies. And so I suppose that we can talk about some of those other topics, but in the end, the Great Reset, which again is real, this globalist takeover of our government, is I can't see any greater subject to talk about. And again, the way that they're doing that is through this virus, this vaccine, and the vaccine passport, a tool that they're using, that, you know, in and of itself, the virus is bad enough. In and of itself, the vaccines are bad enough. The mandates, they're bad enough. But there's a tool that's being employed here, that's being used by these globalists in order to affect a result. And if we can't see that as a nation, if we don't start responding as a nation, you know, our freedom as a nation will be over. And it's not like this is hyperbole. We see, let me just give you a few stories real quick. Pfizer, the CEO says normal life won't return without regular COVID vaccinations. And that wasn't the story too long ago. You know, that in fact, Moderna, I think, said the other day that life will return to normal. But the CEO of Pfizer, that pharmaceutical giant, says that life will only return to those who have regular COVID-19 vaccinations. That's not what they were told before. You know, in the beginning, they said that, you know, you get a vaccination, life will return to normal. But, you know, when this Pfizer Pfizer CEO spoke with Stephanopoulos, you know, on ABC this week, he says within a year, I think we'll be able to come back to normal life. But that I don't think that means it's only going to be for those that have regular booster shots every year. That in order to take care of all the variants that are going to be created by the vaccine, and this is a CEO for Pfizer, he says that I don't think that this means that variants will not continue to come, and he knows that they're going to continue to come, because that's what the gene therapy does. It creates variants that those vaccinated people will produce a response by the virus to create variants. And so this promotes perpetual booster shots. So what he says further, he says that the most likely scenario was annual revaccinations due to the emergence of new variants. And so, you know, this is just, you know, it's ridiculous. You're not going to be fully vaccinated. And it's becoming known throughout the world. In fact, Israel is just about had it. As you know, that Israel is the most vaccinated country just about in the world. And that they're pretty, you know, they're pretty, I mean, they've taken the vaccine without a whole lot of, I mean, they're certainly compliant. But at the end of last month, Israeli health officials announced that any individual who has not received a third jab within 6 months of their second dose would no longer be considered fully vaccinated. And that there's now rumblings of a fourth mandatory shot that'll be right around the corner. And so people are getting fed up to that. And that if you look, you won't see it on the nightly news, but if you can go to any kind of social media you have to go to uncensored media, that you'll see video after video of posted online of thousands of people marching through the streets of Tel Aviv and some of the major cities from the, these oppressive COVID mandates, that if we just allow ourselves as a society to think, well, we got to get these vaccines every 6 months. Biden wants to have them every 5 months. That's what his statement was. That's a scary thing. This stuff is poison they're putting in your body. They're trying to mask the illness that comes from them, and that they do a pretty good job by not letting the information get out. But that, when somebody gets ill around me, some sort of inflammatory disease, my first thought is, did you take the vaccine? So what are your thoughts on that, Colleen?
Well, like you said, there's a lot of that information, and we have to be aware of it and all of that's going on. And I'm glad that, we can put out the information for people to know and be aware of it and make the choices that they need to make, intelligently and everything like that. I was, when you were saying about, talking about vaccines and wondering what people think, I was like, even me, gets a little weary of talking about it sometimes, because it's just every day it's in the news and we'll never return back to where we don't. But just like you, it's like, okay, we get tired of talking about it, but it's something that we definitely have to continue to talk about.
Well, this will be the one thing that ends up being the biggest tool that they can use to strip away our freedoms. And they've used it very effectively. That, we saw initially churches close down. We saw people lose their jobs, stay home. The UN has said for years and years and years, people in the UN, that all it took is one major crisis in order to be able to change the method of governance from nation states to stakeholders, to government elites, globalists, and this is it. And so we're watching right now a transformation of this country, a transformation of this world, to a globalist. Accomplish. Let me give you some other information as far as why they use this vaccination, vaxxed versus unvaxxed method that I'm looking for. We just had a poll saying that I think it was one. I want to make sure I get the number right, but that it's like one third people recently polled saying a division is happening between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. And so that there's this division that's occurring as soon as I can find the poll number,
we got Tony on the line too, Steve.
But that there's a lot of divisions occurring that are segregating the unvaccinated from the vaccinated. That there's a method to this. And so we have somebody on the line, Colleen?
Yes, Tony's on the line.
Tony from Phoenix, how are you doing? Actually, from Prescott, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you today?
I'm doing well. We're talking more about the vaccine today. We're talking about the vaccine mandates. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to bring a little bit of reinforcement to what you're saying. People listening to your show need to really understand that what you're repeating is not something that you think you believe. It's what people who are renowned medical professionals around the world, who used to be the go-to people on a regular basis, something happened, they would call this guy about this disease. And Dr. Mugner was one of the most renowned virologists in the world. Now they're discrediting because he doesn't agree with what the narrative is, and they're trying to use the people who are following the narrative. Well, what we're talking about is there's a large group of medical professionals that are saying this doesn't make any sense. This doesn't follow logic. It doesn't follow science. And the mandate doesn't do that clearly. So people need to do the research. Dig in. This is your body, your choice. So dig in and be informed, because they're not going to tell you the truth about what's going on. They're going to tell you what they want to tell you. to get you to buy into what they want you to do. And you know, I mean, just now,
you know what's crazy is, you know, that I think anybody that listens to this program, Tony, knows that, you know, where I stand and where I think the people that we usually quote stand, that the vaccine's a bad thing, that it causes illness, that it's something that you should avoid, and that the medical science would indicate that there's lots of problems with it. And that's certainly, you know, that's just the position. I think that's, if you actually do the research, you'll find that out. But, you know, there's another reason. This is not, we were talking about earlier, this is a tool that the globalists are using for a lot of purposes. You know, one of the purposes in order to do the Great Reset that the virus and the vaccine mandates are being used is to cripple the economies of the states of the nation. We're seeing, because, you know, we saw that during the initial phase of the lockdowns, that the cure was much worse than the disease. You know, first of all, that, you know, herd immunity was never achieved because they never let people commingle and spread the germs and actually get rid of the herd immunity like so many of the other states, Sweden and others, successfully did. But now we're seeing that the cure is worse than the disease as it relates to the vaccine mandates. You know, people are quitting their jobs. You know, that we're having shortages. I saw an article today that British Army is on standby to resupply gas stations because there's now an energy crunch that's occurring. Staffing shortages throughout America, but especially as it relates to hospitals, nurses, doctors, airline pilots, they're all quitting. You know, the Delta Force, they're not even allowed to go to be deployed unless they're fully vaccinated, but they don't want to get vaccinated. So you're seeing tons and tons of people in varied professions that these globalists knew would not take the vaccine because they had enough brains, enough sense not to take it, that are saying, I'm, you know, like you said, my body, my choice, I'm not going to take this. But that they need to get up now. I think Biden said just 98% would be the goal. They knew that this was going to cause these kind of supply shortages, these staffing shortages, and ultimately that we're even seeing places like Costco go back into a hoard mentality. That they don't let you buy. I shouldn't say this on the radio because people are going to go out and buy it. But the toilet paper and the paper towels and the water, that they're causing these shortages purposely. Knowing that having a mandate, lots of people are going to say, not my body, it's my choice. I don't want this stuff in me, and would rather quit their job than take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We were talking about yesterday, I think it was, that the airline pilots, you know, mm-hmm. hundreds of thousands of people across the world are did you have some information on that, Tony, the airline pilots?
Yeah, they're predicting, if you look online right now, Epic Times, Gateway Pundit, and even in some of the mainstream media doesn't paint it as bleak, but they're talking about it. There's a 70,000 potential airline pilot shortage hitting this year because a lot of pilots have been there so long, they've got their tenure in to retire under full pension, but they're saying, but they wanted to keep working, so there wasn't going to be a shortage. Now they're saying, you know what? If they push this mandate, I'm out of here. I'm retiring, and then they're going to put the other ones on leave. So that's a huge thing. And then from the time you get a pilot trained, it's 2 years before a pilot can go from a trainee to a captain of a plane. It's not something you just, you know, get hired for, and a week from now you're flying a plane. It takes a lot
and
of training.
What you're seeing across the nation, starting in New York, because you know that Kathy, I guess her name's Hochul, is that her name? The new governor that's replacing you know, the sexual predator Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah.
You know that she's now threatened to declare a state of emergency for New York because of the government induced shortage of healthcare workers. You know that
she actually signed it last night.
What's that?
She actually signed that last night.
She did do the medical emergency last night. And so, and then she said that she would actually bring National Guard to take the places of folks that you know, wouldn't take the vaccine. And so, you know, that this is a virus that 99.98% of people survive. And that if you would actually give them ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, it would have been a much higher a ratio, and that even the ones that they're saying died of the CCP virus is completely inaccurate, because, you know, the bottom line is they use this PCR test that is completely inaccurate. And so this whole thing is just, it's amazing how we've been duped, and that the power these guys have to go ahead and do this. I'm just mind boggled. It's not even something that makes any sense at all. And that's why we know that this is not a battle against, you know, this Democrat mayor from New York or even fraudulent Fauci or anybody else. This is a spiritual attack. This is the Amen. Predecessor. This is a predecessor of what the enemy intends to do by leveling our nation states and allowing a one world government to take place that initially is going to be through these globalist stakeholders, but ultimately we hand it off to this really bad guy called the Antichrist. And that's biblical.
They're also showing, if you read the articles very carefully, some of the articles that are talking about the New York, they mention even in there that there may be a need to have UN doctors come in and be part of the manning the hospitals. That's the first step of getting the UN on U.S. soil. And with the whole thing with the special forces, they also mentioned that China has offered to help fill in the void if need be. If the soldiers can't be mobilized, China will help fill out in. They'll fill in. So you've got other things happening, and they're UN forces. China's UN, part of the UN. It's from the UN side. The UN wants to infiltrate our military, our country, in a huge way, so they can have more control.
You know, and what, Tony, people are going to say is, you know, you're just a conspiracy theory. You know, but
yeah,
we used to think that the whole idea of the UN being the globalist sort of takeover plan for the globalists. I've always seen the UN as a bad idea. But when you actually read and see the evidence of folks like Klaus Schwab, about the WEF, about the founders and Rockefeller giving the property that the UN actually is located on, and his globalist ties and globalist desires. You know, at some point, you have to say, let's put this thing all together. There is a plan here to take down the governments of this world and replace it with a one world government. You know, and again, that, you know, UN for, you know, we used to see the UN forces thought, you know, 5-10 years ago, come to the United States and say, oh, that's a bunch of conspiracy theory. You know, that we need to start looking around, because things are happening that say that this is not all conspiracy theory. There's certainly a conspiracy, but that the fact that it's a theory, and versus, you know, some people say the difference between conspiracy theory and conspiracy fact is about 6 months.
Exactly. And what I would say to people, who anyone that would try to say that you are a conspiracy theologist or I am, I would say, look back in the middle of 2019, where your life was then, how you were living, what was going on, the state of our country, the greatest economical power on the face of the planet again, our machine running very well. We were energy independent. We were exporting more natural gas, which even under worrying about global warming is a positive. Now suddenly we are dependent on other nations again, and we're losing our freedom. So,
Tony, I'm going to have to cut you off. I'm getting the signal that we're just about ready to lose our time. But you're absolutely right. And we need to wake up. We need to wake up as a country. We need to wake up individually. We need to recognize. We need to pray for this country. We need we need to get ourselves right with God, so that we can understand what God's telling us about where we're going, and then make a stand. Well, Colin, I think we're out of time. But last thoughts before we close?
Moves on fast, that's for sure. I guess we'll have to pick it up on Thursday.
Well, God bless you all. That we're certainly we welcome you to contact us at the Alliance Legal Group, www.debtfreeva.com. But until next Thursday, God bless and take care.
have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.